Hi, this is Bill Satterlee, along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz on A Feeling of Jazz each Sunday night from 8 to 10 p.m. I'm going to kick off the show with something by Brother Jack McDuff from a CD entitled That's the Way I Feel About It. And this particular tune is called Flamingo, and he's backed up with John Hart on guitar, Andrew Beals on alto sax, Jerry Walden on tenor, Chris Potter on flute, Rudy Petschar on drums. Let's listen to their version of Flamingo.
Thank you.
nice mellow groove to kick off the show. Tune was Flamingo by Jack McDuff from a Concord CD entitled That's the Way I Feel About It.
Well, last week I did a salute to the great arranger and composer and pianist and right-hand man and sidekick of Duke Ellington. He worked with the Duke Ellington Orchestra from about 1939 until his death around 1965. Or 67, and I'm going to continue and do some Billy Strayhorn compositions again tonight, and I think you're going to enjoy some of these things. We're going to do first Lush Life, which is a song by Sarah Vaughan, backed up by the Hal Mooney Orchestra. Now, when it's hard to believe that Billy Strayhorn wrote this very sophisticated tune when he was about 19 or 20, and he brought it to Duke Ellington. Brought it to Duke Ellington to see if he could get hired by the band, and Duke played this tune among some others, and he hired Billy Strayhorn when he was about 19 or 20 years old. This is a very sophisticated tune, and it's just difficult to conceive that this young man wrote the words, the lyrics, and the music to Lush Life. Let's listen to Sarah Vaughan's version.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with me places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life, to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad, sullen gray faces with distant gay traces. That used to be there, you could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong again. And only last year, everything seemed so sure. Now life is awful again. A truffle of hearts could only be a bore. While yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is much, stifling those who strive. I'll live a lush life in some small dark. Of those who love.
wonderful version of Billy Strayhorn's great composition, Lush Life, done by Sarah Vaughan from her Mercury album, simply called Sarah, backed up a very nice arrangement by the Hal Mooney Orchestra.
I'm going to play something from a local group. It's the Valparaiso University Faculty Jazz Trio, and you can catch them every Wednesday night out at Strombo's. Here they're going to add a trumpet and flugelhorn player by the name of Otis Williams III, and Henry Johnson on guitar doing a tune entitled Straight Strut. Faculty a trio which consists of Jeff Brown on drums, Billy Foster on piano, and Bruce Evans on bass, and that was a Billy Foster composition entitled Straight Strut.
Now, early in the show, I did a vocal version of Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life by Sarah Vaughan, and now I'm going to do a instrumental version of the same tune by the Harry Allen Keith Ingham Quintet from an album called A Celebration of Billy Strayhorn's Music, The Intimacy of the Blues. And so this has Chris Florey on guitar, Chuck Riggs on drums, Dennis Irwin on bass, and the leaders, Keith Ingham on piano and Harry Allen on tenor sax. Let's listen to Billy Strayhorn's instrumental version of Lush Life. Instrumental version of Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, and it was a great saxophone sounds of Harry Allen on tenor sax, K. Keith Ingham on piano, Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums, and Chris Flory on guitar.
I'm going to play something from a CD entitled Sidemen, but it features several different groups on this particular CD. I'm going to play a tune that features the Clifford Brown Max Roach Quintet entitled Land's End. It was written by Harold Land and features Clifford Brown on trumpet, Max Roach drums, Harold Land on tenor sax, George Morrow bass, and Richie Powell on piano. Land's End.
Thank you.
was a Harold Land's composition entitled Land's End, featuring the Max Roach Clifford Brown Quintet.
Continuing my salute to the music of Billy Strayhorn, we're going to do something by tenor sax man Joe Henderson from his Verve album, Lush Life, the music of Billy Strayhorn. And this is a tune that was played by the Duke Ellington Orchestra all down through the years. And it includes Joe Henderson on tenor sax, Wynton Marsalis on trumpet, Stephen Scott on piano, Kristen McBride on bass. Let's listen to Billy Strayhorn's composition, Rain Check.
Thank you.
Sixth man, Joe Henderson, from his album Lush Life, the music of Billy Strayhorn, and backed up by Stephen Scott on piano, Christian McBride on bass, Gregory Hutchison on drums, doing Billy Strayhorn's composition Rain Check.
I want to do a vocal by Rosemary Clooney, which is George's aunt, I think, from a CD entitled Songs, sings the music of Cole Porter. She's backed up by Cal Collins on guitar, Scott Hamilton tenor, Jake Hanna on drums, David Ladd on flute, Bob Mays bass, Annette Pierce on piano, and Cal Jader on vibes, and finishing up with Warren Vacher on cornet and flugelhorn. The tune is again entitled My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
While tearing off a game of golf, I may make a play for the caddy. But when I do, I don't follow through, 'cause my heart belongs to Daddy. If I invite a boy some night to dine on my fine Finn and Hattie, I just adore his asking for more, but my heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so well. Although I may be seen wearing green with a patty, I I'm always sharp when playing the harp. My heart belongs to Daddy. Though other dames at football games may long for a strong undergraddy, I never dream of making the team. My heart belongs to Daddy. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy, so I simply couldn't be bad. Yes, my heart belongs to Daddy. Da 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 da. So I want to warn you, laddie, though I know you're perfectly swell, that my heart belongs to Daddy, 'cause my daddy, he treats it so.
Not only is she a great singer, the people backing her up played some very great jazz as far as I'm concerned. That was Rosemary Clooney singing the songs and music of Cole Porter, the tune My Heart Belongs to Daddy.
Now, in doing my salute to Billy Strayhorn, I'm going to draw on two CDs for a good part of the show. They were done by tenor man Harry Allen and piano man Keith Ingwin and their quintet. They did volumes 1 and 2. A celebration of the music of Billy Strayhorn on the Progressive label back in about 1994, backed up by Dennis Irwin on bass, Chuck Riggs on drums. Chris Flory appears on some tracks. I'm going to do a tune that Billy wrote called The Intimacy of the Blues. Charlie Strayhorn's Intimacy of the Blues, done by the Keith Ingham Harry Allen Quintet from their album A Celebration of Billy Strayhorn's Music, Volume 2. And it was Harry Allen, of course, on tenor sax, Keith Ingham on piano.
I'm going to play a Pacific Jazz CD entitled Jerry Mulligan, California Concerts, Volume Number 2. It's about 14 cuts, I guess, on this. This features, obviously, Jerry on baritone sax, John Early trumpet. Bob Brookmeyer plays piano on this particular tune, Zoot Sims tenor sax, Red Mitchell bass, and Larry Bunker drums, doing a tune entitled It Don't Mean a Thing If It Ain't Got That Swing. Like Jerry Mulligan, you'd like to pick up this CD. It has just a lot of great tunes. And the liner notes indicated that Bobby Brookmeyer was playing piano, but he also was playing trombone. I don't know how you do that both at the same time, but I assume it happened.
Okay, we're going to close out the first hour of the Feeling of Jazz. This is Kent Lindquist along with my co-host Bill Satterlee. And we're going to have about 7 minutes of news at the top of the hour, and we're going to be back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. So we hope you'll stick around. We've got another great hour of mainstream jazz all set up for you. Bill and I have been working diligently on this all week, and we're really ready to, we're primed to go for that second hour. We're going to close out with Billy Satterley. Bill didn't write, Bill Satterley did not write this song. Billy Strayhorn. A composition done again by Keith Ingham on piano, Harry Allen on quintet. It's called Billy Strayhorn's composition, The Kissing Bug. Thank you.